Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties.
Hey everyone, it's good to be back. Sorry I've been away. I've had a few personal things on the go, taking precedence. Where are we going today with this? I want to talk about... Let's start with Napster. Now, it's been quite a while since the whole Napster thing went down, 2009, 2010. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is to touch on something that's currently going on in the U.S. And I find this, it seems to me that when a lobbyist group or somebody decides we're going to do something or shut something down, that they go all in. There's no middle ground. And looking at some of the fines that were paid by individual people, never mind Napster itself, I mean, there's some pretty big numbers rolling around here. 1.9 million, 1.5 million. These are single individuals, people that probably couldn't afford to pay these fines. They probably changed their life in a negative impact in a way that is hard to explain. The problem with this is that as you roll into the future and this goes away, it just kind of gets lost by the media and not talked about. And why am I bringing up something that's over 10 years old? Well, that's very easy to explain. And it goes to car culture. Something that's been going on, and we heard about Dieselgate with Volkswagen, and I think, you know, the media had pretty good coverage on it. There was numerous companies that were fined because of going around the emissions as an auto manufacturer. But now the EPA in the United States is going to that next level. And that is going off the manufacturers of performance parts for vehicles, whether it's a street vehicle or it's an off-road vehicle, even, and I'm sure we've all seen this, or even personally experienced, where a diesel motor has been tuned so rich that it's rolling coal, as they call it, and just puffing out black smoke. I find it myself, personally, highly annoying, especially when somebody in their diesel pickup thinks it's funny to tromp on the fuel as they go past you and smoke you out so you can't see, which is actually putting you at risk because you're not unable to see the road surface or what's going on in front of you until that smoke clears or until you drive past it. I don't understand why you would want to do that to your diesel motor, because you're actually causing harm and it's not running in its most efficient state. If you're going to use an aftermarket, black box or software to change the tune of your vehicle, especially your diesel, running it that rich is not giving you better performance. It just makes you look like an asshole. I know these individuals that think it's cool to roll coal, they think they're being cool with their friends and whatnot. Now, in actuality, I think in the eye of the public, you're actually just, like I said, an asshole. But where this gets alarming and how this connects to Napster. With Napster, we've seen a lot of people's lives impacted so negatively because of this. Because the fines were so heavy-handed, the EPA is now doing that with the tuner market. Whether it is that diesel pickup or it's your street car. I mean, there's lots of cars, and we've seen it in movies like Fast and the Furious, which is a large movie franchise. But tuners were going on long before that. And tuning cars, it's part of car culture that kind of goes hand in hand with owning a vehicle in the United States or here in Canada. We've also seen this in, you know, many other countries like Japan, England. I know Europe has a lot of rules. Germany has a lot of rules with what can and can't be done to a vehicle, which I think is probably a better approach, what they've done versus what the EPA is currently doing in the United States today. And why does this affect you, Coralie? Well, I do have a car that's got some modifications to it. That's beside the point. What this has to do with me is when car culture in the United States has gone on my entire life. And even though these EPA laws and rules, the Clean Air Act, were introduced in the late 60s, early 70s, and It's been changed over the years. In the commercial trucking industry, California has kind of set the bar for heavy diesel trucks and their emissions. And it's kind of run across North America on its own, in its own time. Now, I don't know for sure what kind of fines are handed out to trucking manufacturers, if any, for big diesel motors. But they just kind of said, hey, if you don't meet these emission standards, you can't come into our state. Now with the EPA going after, you know, aftermarket parts, tuner companies, something that's been going on for, you know, 50, 60, 70 years in the automotive industry, and it's become a multi-billion dollar industry, the fines aren't light-handed. The manufacturers are being hit with huge fines, but where it becomes alarming, and this is kind of where I'm getting into the Napster part, is that the end user, the person that's buying aftermarket parts for their car that have been legally sold, they've put on by choice, are being handed fines up around $40,000. From my experience in the world of car tuning, the people that are doing this tuning aren't necessarily people that have $40,000 kicking around. I know it's easy to sit and think, oh, it's only people who own, you know, expensive Mercedes or Ferraris. And the reality of it is, it's a lot of just working class people with their Volkswagen, their Subaru, their Honda, you know, maybe their Dodge Challenger. And because it's been so overlooked and not, hang on a sec, implemented, lost my computer. And that's my own fault for not paying attention, because I like to do this every once in a while when I haven't done a podcast for a while. And I think this is where it becomes unjust. I don't think changing somebody's life negative, like in a negative impact, like what happened with Napster and what is now happening in the United States with the EPA, with the actual end user. If you're going to implement rules that have been around, and these rules, these aren't new rules, these rules have been around for over 50 years. I really think there has to be a soft start into this. So, hey, the manufacturers cannot make things like, probably the biggest one is APR with the downpipe, and they stopped selling the downpipe sometime a year ago because they knew, I think they knew this was coming, or they'd been fined or pre-warned. So as the manufacturers that are making these car parts now get their fines and they stop selling, the individuals that have bought these parts now, instead of a $40,000 fine, look, this is the fine, you have to put the car back to stock or whatever the manufacturer's specifications are with certified parts. Negatively impacting that individual with a $40,000 fine or taking their vehicle away, in a lot of cases, from what I've seen, my personal experience, a lot of people aren't doing these modifications other than to be part of their car culture at their car show. Now, are they impacting the environment negatively? Well, anytime you change the output of a motor and the emissions, then yes, you are. Which is something that, you know, obviously the EPA is trying to crack down on. But it is such a small market in the overall scope of the automotive industry. You know, maybe 2 or 3% of all cars get some type of modification that impact the emissions. And that is actually as little as changing your air filter to a high flow air filter from the stock specifications. That actually could get you this $40,000 fine. And it seems pretty harmless. You've gone in, you're, you know, a weekend mechanic, you do your own oil changes, you change your own air filters, and you go in and buy, you know, what you think is a better air filter, which does give you better performance because it allows the restriction of airflow. So more airflow going into the motor gives you a little bit more power. And it's actually probably the quickest and easiest modification for almost every motor to increase the performance of the vehicle. But I don't think the end user should be punished so hard. And that's really what this is about. And it's much like what happened with Napster. In 2 years, this might just be, you know, the EPA has gone through made a bunch of fines, changed a lot of lives for a lot of people. And that includes people that work for these manufacturers that are selling these upgrades. I think it's too heavy-handed and too late. I think that they need to reevaluate how the end user is punished. Some people do these modifications because their cars are street legal track cars, and that includes cars that are running quarter mile, as well as road circuits. And because car culture in North America has been so big for so long, in many homes, you don't think about it because it's just the normal in your home. You've always done it. You've been around it. Your grandpa, your grandpa maybe. I have friends that are in the racing world, whether they're racing street legal quarter mile cars or they're running on a road course circuit. Just that's what they do. Instead of going and playing soccer or hockey, it's what they do. Here in Canada, I don't know the impact of what the EPA is doing in the United States, how it's going to negatively impact these sales in Canada. Generally, Canada's a little bit behind on some of these rules, and like they did with the big diesel motors, the implementations in California for heavy diesel trucks just slowly progressed into North America entirely and into Canada. And if you were an owner of a Canadian truck and you wanted to go to California, you had to meet their emission standards. So just by evolution, it changed. Now, we're probably at the end of an era here with fossil fuel burning vehicles, at least for, you know, the consumer level. I think that a lot of this will still be running around when it comes to heavy equipment, you know, mines and the railroad industry. It just, that's the infrastructure there seems to be a little bit farther behind, and we do need some of these things to, sorry, itchy nose, continue operating. But as we change, as we move forward into the future, as we, you know, progress into alternative fuels, whether it's battery-powered EVs or it's hydrogen or a combination of the two, the car tuner industry will just naturally disappear. And it will on its own just simply because of rules and regulations coming in globally for the use of fossil fuels on a day-to-day. But we don't have the infrastructure at this point, I don't think globally, to give everybody an EV and charging. There just simply isn't the power. And here's an instance for one, California. Primarily, let's say California has 36 million cars. If you put 36 million cars on the grid, could their grid support charging them? Now, obviously, it's not all at once. However, there'll still be a lot of cars charging and drawing. And we know in California that they do get rolling blackouts in the summer when it's hot, when the San Andreas winds are blowing. The lines get hot and they can create a fire, and something that they've done in California when it gets like that, they shut the power off. So if everybody's charging their EVs and all of a sudden the power's out, you change the whole system. So I think over the next 10 or 15 years, as fossil fuel cars stop being made, the manufacturers of these performance upgrades will stop making them for these cars because they just simply won't. There won't be a need. The evolution of car culture is going to change to alternative fuels. And I don't know for sure. You know, I grew up in a day where garages were everywhere. You could just take your car to your local mechanic. Didn't have to be back to the dealership because they were all pretty much the same idea. Now, when we're moving into some of this newer technology, like electric-powered cars or hydrogen-powered cars, that's changed. That is not going to be the way it is. You're going to have to take it back to the certified auto center to have your Tesla or your Rivian or your Ford or your Chev worked on, just simply because the technology there is so much more advanced, and local garages may not have the financial means to meet the criteria to service these vehicles. But with that said, as these vehicles age, how many old EVs will we have on the road that won't be under warranty, where the owner won't be able to afford the mechanic price by the manufacturer, and then some of these independent garages will take over? So I guess where this is instead of doing what Napster did, and we've evolved with music. We have streaming sites. You just pay your monthly fee, and you have unlimited access to all the music that that company has been paying rights to use. I'm empathetic to the music industry and the artist at, you know, the grassroots level, that they should be paid for music that's being used without their permission. And I think the Napster thing was heavy-handed and over the top, at least for the end user. There probably a better way to have dealt with it than destroying lives, something that we don't talk about. But with this EPA thing, it could very well do that. It could destroy lives. Somebody that may have, you know, just a hard-working person did some minor modifications to a car. And this isn't just a masculine thing. This is a, you know, there's many, many females that are into car culture, whether it's old cars, new cars, tuned cars. We see it. You just walk into your automotive store and it's there and it's everywhere. There's got to be a better way to bring the cars back to manufacturer specification without changing and impacting lives in such a negative way. And I think it's just something that the U.S. government has always been heavy-handed when it decides they have, I suppose, a bug up their ass about things. They go all in. And they've allowed this for too many years, you know, 50, 60, 70 years. And now they want to just, that's it, chopping block, stop it. I think it's scary, and I think it's an invasion of individuals' rights. We're supposed to live, or at least in the U.S., it's supposed to be one of the freest countries in the world in the democratic sense, or democracy. But when these government agencies do things like Napster, and now what the EPA is doing, it makes it feel a little bit more, or a little bit less like living in a democracy and more in tyranny, actually. Maybe that's the best word, tyranny. I don't know where this goes. I know that the future is friendly. I look forward to these EVs. I think the 2020s, you know, 2025, as we see some of these other EVs come out and start to become mainstream, that people that have been in car culture, in fossil fuel burning cars, modifying them in whatever way, they move forward into the EV world, because these cars are cool. And you look at some of the new vehicles coming, I think it's Canoe. And they're one that I've just started to kind of pay attention to, and I'm really looking forward to see what they do with their platform. They use the same skateboard for all their different body types, as well as we have Rivian. Rivian, if somebody said to me, Coralie, which EV would you want? You can have any EV in the world. I think I would probably take the Rivian. I think the Rivian might be the first real big challenger to Tesla. And I mean, obviously Tesla is king of EV and probably will be for some time. Just simply they have evolved on a software issue with their vehicles. And I just think, let's not be so heavy-handed with the few percentage of people that are tuning their cars. Let's, you know, yes, we should hand fines out, but not life-changing fines. I mean, if people aren't going to be compliant and they keep getting fined, then obviously the penalty should escalate. But at least give that end user a chance. So, hey, here's, you have to put this car back to normal by this date, and you're getting a fine. If not, we're going to seize the vehicle. There's a lot of things that could go on. Anyways, I just think it's too heavy-handed. I think it's going to be another disaster like Napster. We've seen TV shows pulled from the air. The people in those shows that were doing car modifications haven't really said the reason why they were all pulled off the air, but I have my suspicions that it has to do with the EPA going to say, no, you can't do this anymore. I know Diesel Brothers were handed a big fine. I don't know if that show's still on because I never watched them. But I was reading here, they were handed a big fine. I think the guys of their show is changing, or if it's going to remain. It's something that we need to pay attention to. And it hasn't to do with you whether you're in car culture or not. It has more to do with your rights and how heavy-handed government can be. And in a time where we're changing, we're coming hopefully out of the pandemic, moving forward, moving into the future. And I think this is a time that's going to be so great for humanity if we do the right things. And it is, you know, I've said before, time for change. And that's also time for change in the automotive world. It's time for change in government, in the way they handle things. Don't make criminals out of honest people. It's not cool. Anyways, that's just my thought this week. Peace, love, namaste.